This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The latest U.S. drought monitor shows little to no drought conditions throughout the Midwest. AgWeb reports the drought monitor shows just a few counties in northern Minnesota that have been designated abnormally dry. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the Midwest has not seen an eight-week stretch with such little drought since 2005. The western U.S., however, specifically Southern California, has seen little relief from El Nino this year. The weather event was expected to improve drought conditions. Rippey says the U.S. drought monitor expressed concerns that 2016 could prove to be a subpar water year, even with El Nino conditions. More than half of California remains in extreme or exceptional drought classifications, according to the drought monitor. He says the overall trend was towards maintaining or increasing the multi-year drought in the West in 2016. At last week's Commodity Classic, the U.S. Agriculture Coalition for Cuba called on Congress to remove trade barriers with Cuba. The coalition says by doing so, agriculture could capture sales in the country just 90 miles off the U.S. shores. The U.S. Grains Council says in marketing year 2015, just $4 million of $160 million worth of corn sold to Cuba was sourced from the United States. An estimated $240 million of additional business was lost by U.S. farmers with Cuba's neighbors as well. Grains Council CEO Tom Slate said trade can bridge political and financial divides between Cuba and the U.S., offering opportunities to redevelop relationships with Cuban leaders and meet South American competition. And the Chicago Farmers Annual Farmland Forum is scheduled for March 19th this year. Jeff Martin, a member of Chicago Farmers and a farmer himself from Mount Pulaski, says the event is a great opportunity to network and learn from other members of the industry. Jeff, I'd like to start out by just finding out a little background information about the group. What's your purpose and what are some of the things that you do?
The Chicago Farmers was started in 1935 by a group of landowners who lived and worked in the Chicago area. And they decided they kind of formed this group to get together and have monthly meetings and bring in educational speakers to kind of update them on what was going on in the world of agriculture. Since then, it has evolved into the membership has grown to more people like myself. I'm downstate and people all around the Midwest. We still hold monthly meetings in Chicago, September through May, and we bring in educational speakers to try to keep the group members updated on, you know, what's going on in the world of production agriculture, technology. It's a very interesting group. There's people, like I said, people from all around the Midwest and the United States, and it's a great place to network and meet people. So that's kind of been the focus of our organization, is kind of educate the group members and help promote agriculture. We have an international study tour that once a year that travels around the world, Germany, Switzerland, wherever, Cuba, wherever it looks like it's good for our members to benefit from what's going on around the world in agriculture. And we've started this farmland forum in the early 80s when the farmers had purchased a lot of land, interest rates were high, and ag kind of took a dip, and so we had the thought of bringing together buyers and sellers. So that's kind of how the Farmland Forum got started in the 80s, and it has since evolved into not only bringing buyers and sellers together, but we provide a lot of educational seminars throughout the day to provide information for people who attend on how to return more money for your farm on production agriculture.
And when and where is that forum going to be taking place this year?
This year, the forum will be held March 19th at Joliet Junior College Weitendorf Agriculture Education Center from 8 a.m. in the morning until 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And we have educational seminars that run concurrent with our exhibit area, which we have probably 30 to 40 exhibitors relating to different aspects of agriculture that you can talk to land buyers and sellers, farm managers, anything that deals with production ag in the exhibit area. So it's a real informative day. It's a great place to network.
And is this open to anyone who has an interest in agriculture and would like to attend?
Yes, it is open to anybody interested in production ag, buying and selling of farmland, The educational seminars are very good. The entry fee is $50 if you register by the 7th of March, $75 after that, and we have a $30 student fee, whether you're a high school student or college student. So if you want to come with your mom or dad or whoever, it makes it a little more economical.
And want to also talk about becoming a member of the Chicago Farmers Group. Is that also open to anyone with an interest as well?
Yes, it is. The organization is open to anyone interested in agriculture. You can go to our website, chicagofarmers.org, and get all the membership information. And you know what it includes? You get a directory of all the members, which is a great tool, especially for people like myself who farmed outstate, and to be able to contact all these people and learn from them, and they also kind of learn from us.
And for the forum, for those interested in attending, do they purchase tickets beforehand? Who can they contact for more information?
Yes. You can go to our website at chicagofarmers.org, or you can call our office at 312-388-3276 to pre-register. And like I said, if you register before March 7th, it's $50. That includes a light breakfast and a buffet-style lunch.
Anything else you'd like us to know about the forum or the Chicago Farmers?
We would encourage you to call and look over on the website. You can look over what our seminar sessions are. A lot of times they will fill up throughout the day, so we would encourage you to pre-register for those if you have an idea which ones you would like to attend. We have several different seminar sessions, very interesting for you, but we want to make sure you get into the ones you want. So if you know which ones you'd like, we encourage you to pre-register either online or call our office.
Jeff Martin about the Chicago Farmers Farmland Forum happening on March 19th. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.